The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. Once again, it's 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Friday, feel good or otherwise. Many of you want to be in the know. And I'll tell you, for those of you who have not heard, because you're tuning in late, some of you only tune in to the first hour, or you don't join until the second hour, you wake up later, whatever, it doesn't matter. I want to let you know that we got 20% off of my books. I've informed everybody that, you know, I do work, and I gotta clarify this. I work under attorneys. Attorneys have to retain my services to help them write pleadings because they are backed up with stuff. And so I get what we call overflow work. And they have clients that have retained them. And so I work under attorneys. I don't work on my own and do pro se pleadings for people. That could get me in a lot of trouble. And the unauthorized practice of law committees would love nothing more than to bust me for doing it, because every state, UPL is a felony. Every state. See, they, all the lawyers have circled the wagons, and all these bar associations, man, they got their little unauthorized practice law committees out there that like to go after people that break the law. So they passed all this legislation to protect their little profession. That's how this justice system works. It's crazy. I don't know if you knew that or not. That's why I put these books out, because it's sharing research. That's why we got 20% off the books at the Power Mall, which is, by the way, now open. 877-817-9829. If you want to go shop online at thepowermall.com, you can do that. But if you want to talk to a friendly voice, Jay's man in the phones right now at 877-817-9829. We've got 10% off of North American Urban Spice, Vitamir and Transderma, Magnesium Oil and Prill Beads, and Topperson is available back in stock now too. It's natural odorless pain relief cream. Now, for those of you that weren't in the know, that didn't hear the news, we're going to be off of WWCR shortwave as of Friday, September 22nd. That is a week from today. Will be your last broadcast. We need you to call 877-817-9829 to find out your other options for tuning into the show. We just had Rick Kaler on from Rick Satellite to give you another option. We have the phone option for those of you who can dial in to 631-359-8232, which is not a toll-free number. So make sure you have enough data and minutes either on your landline or your cell so that you don't get a long distance bill. See, some of the cell phone, automatically get unlimited long distance with your cell phone and on your plan, but you got to make sure you've got that. All right. The other thing, when you have a landline phone, you have to make sure you get free long distance. And if it costs a few more bucks a month to get it, my question would be, how come you haven't gotten it if it's just a few more bucks a month? Generally, those things aren't very expensive to add that. So you might want to call your landline provider if you have a landline and see. But see, you've already probably done that. You already know whether you have free long distance. And that would get you to the opportunity to call 631-359-8232 on something that doesn't put EMF in your ear on a constant basis. Those of you may even have speakerphones that you can just sit there and hang up the receiver and listen to it on the speakerphone and not have to worry about EMF. And of course, we do seriously appreciate all the donations that have helped us pay for the current bills. But as we told you this morning, there was an article posted by somebody on Reddit about Alex Jones quitting shortwave because of financial issues. And we don't know that that's true. But according to this Reddit post, he quit shortwave on the 8th of this month as per WWCR. Now, I don't know. Since we heard about it, it's like we're scrambling trying to find out whether that's true or not. We don't think it is, because GCN, which is where Alex, you know, gets a lot of his listeners, this may be just crazy stuff. But shortwave radio is about $100 an hour. And when you're looking at all the replays, that's $800 a day Alex pays. So if you're looking at 160 hours a month he's on the air, we're talking about 16 grand to 20 grand a month. Can any of you write a check for that amount? You see, this is the business decision we were faced in making. That's Alex Jones. That's his tab, all right? We're just on for the two-hour segment between 7 and 9 a.m. for those of you who can listen. And you can imagine those 2 hours times however many days in the month, do the math, and you know what we're looking at, right? So, you know, it ain't a cheap deal here. Now, does that mean we'll always be off a shortwave? Not necessarily, but right now with the economy the way it is, we just told you about the gas pumps, what's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, with a spike in gas prices, that's going to affect the economy. That means if you're traveling to and from work, you're going to be paying more. Yeah, much more. And this is a sad state of affairs. Because when U.S. oil prices get to $90 a barrel for the first time in nearly a year, all that passes on to the consumer. You don't think that all these gas producers in the U.S. are going to, they're not going to absorb that hit. Oh, no. Now, when they get that crude at $90 a barrel, they're going to process it and the cost gets passed on to you. So you're going to see a spike at the pump. This is the sad state of affairs. And this is one of the things that just, you know, it becomes a situation when we have business expenses we have to watch out for. It affects everybody because you can't shop at the power mall if you're having to put that in your gas tank, that high-priced gas. And some people are going, man, I don't know. Can I get by with one car in a two-family household? You remember what long time ago, back in the 70s, when they did a survey about why all these women found themselves having to go into work? They did one of those things in the 80s as well. You know what their obvious response was? Because the economy is so bad, both members of the household have to go to work. Yeah, it's amazing. Because what does that force? You think about the cause and effect of all of this. You know, because I start thinking outside the box when I go, why would they want families to be forced into a situation to have both parents out of the house? Oh, because mommy can't stay home and homeschool the kids? No, they got to send them to public school where the Rockefeller Foundation has already permeated it since the 1920s. And now they go get a libtard education from teachers that think it's okay to have a dress-up closet that kids can go and change into and become the opposite sex and be called an opposite feminine or masculine name while they're at school, only to undress and go home in their normal clothes and lie to mommy and daddy about what they did in school that day. And then they teach them about sex and anal sex and how wonderful masturbation is, and teach them all this stuff, this negative satanic nonsense. And they're brainwashing the kid to turn against his parents. The Bible predicted that. In fact, so much so to the point where Washington State decided that if the parents protested, they were just going to take the kids away. And they passed legislation to do just that. Now, if you think I'm kidding, go do your homework. Go look it up. It's there. Moving along into the gardening, farming, and homesteading. I was doing some research the other day about beekeeping. Now, I'm allergic to bees, and if I get stung, man, it's go for the EpiPen. Then I got to go get a shot of Kenalog. You know, that's the steroid that keeps you from, then you got to get on prednisone and get rid of that, you know, because all of a sudden, wherever you got stung starts turning red and stiffening up, and that's what you call an allergic reaction. Many of you may have that same thing, but see, the thing is I wasn't wearing a beekeeping outfit when I did that. And so I started researching about how not to get stung by prepping as much as possible. And I found an article, 4 things you should know about honey farming. I did not know there are people out there that are actually teaching the craft. Now, is it the cheapest? You wonder why the price of honey is going up in the stores. Now, just, you know, in Manuka honey, especially, which that comes from New Zealand. All right. But just imagine being able to raise your own, grow your own honey with hives it's not a cheap deal. You have to remember that, because the beekeeping outfit, for starters, which protects you from getting stung, and the type of hives that you buy and all the extra added equipment, well, that can, you know, that can run into a pretty penny. And then you got the space to do it, and you have to be in an area where zoning will allow you to, because God only knows, man, your next door neighbors, they see that little beehive trap out in the backyard, and boy, they're calling the county on you. Yeah. So got to do a little research into that, but hey, at least we thought about you and we put it on the email blast. All right. There are benefits to taking honey on a regular basis. Ask any naturopathic health professional. They'll tell you that. We also have an article on 20 frost-proof perennials that embrace and endure the coldest of winters. Did you know? Temperatures, even if they drop below freezing, you worry your flowering or leafy perennials conditions. And so we've got an article about that, about 20 frost-proof perennials that'll survive the winter and how to take care of them. Kind of neat, huh? Can pumpkins actually grow vertically? Yeah. Pumpkins, like all the plants that grow out of the soil that suck nitrogen like crazy. That's why I always want to find out, if you're buying farmland, find out what they were growing. Because if they were growing watermelon and cucumber, understand that these are big nitrogen suckers. They take it right out of the soil, which means nitrogen's got to be put back in the soil to regenerate it, right? What we call regenerative farming. And pumpkins are in that family. The same thing as squash. They all thrive on nitrogen-rich soil, which means they absolutely love poop. Yeah, I know, it's not a poop joke. But you see, that's one of the reasons why we get humus. That's why they have this stuff out there called black cow. I was actually growing a Buddha's belly, a dwarf Buddha's belly. Yep, bamboo tree. God, they're beautiful. Buddha's belly. And I would put a rubber ring around the base about 3 feet out. And every 3 months, I would buy a bag of black cow, and I would spread it all around the base of the tree and then water it in. And that tree went crazy. Absolutely loved it. There was so much nitrogen in there, man. That sucker just shot up. Those things will grow to 20 feet in the air, and they're not running bamboo. They don't go crazy all over the place. They're what we call clumping bamboo, and there is a difference. So this running bamboo is invasive. It'll just go everywhere and make a mess. And once it starts, it's hard to stop. Can you? Yeah. Boy, it takes a lot of work. Trust me, I've been there, done that. But the Buddha's belly is a beautiful variegated stalk that absolutely is just pristine to look at. So those of you in warmer climates that want to try to grow it, I'm giving you a little recipe for how to keep it going and how to make it look beautiful. COVID-related news. You know, you got to ask yourself about all these people that are succumbing. And according to news outlets, this popular bodybuilding competitor, Neil Curry, died by suicide. Now, I know he's 34 years old, but if you look at this guy in his picture, according to his former coach, Milo Sarkev, you know, he says it's absolutely shocking, heartbreaking news. The very first thing you think of is, I bet he took the jab. Well, a lot of these athletes are dropping dead on the field, and we're finding out that they did take the jab. And that's sad. But the outlets are reporting that Neil Curry did himself in. Now, if you look at his bodybuilding physique, this guy looked like Charles Atlas. And that means that you have to suspect he was on steroids. Just look at him. People who look better than Arnold Schwarzenegger at this guy's age, I don't know how else you would beef up yourself to look like that other than roids. You know, bodybuilders know about him. And so, I don't know. Those things the media is not talking about. But steroids, constant steroid use, does bring on suicidal thoughts. It just takes one little trigger to initiate it. Sad but true. There is some news out there about California high schools in two different districts here. I call it Branch Covidians on the loose. Yep. California high schools, two of them, by the way, have confirmed they canceled football games because of COVID-19 cases among students. This would be Espardo High School near Sacramento, which confirmed it canceled the game after it stated six players tested positive for COVID-19. It also stated that multiple players were also injured, that it didn't have enough players for a game. Well, they would have had to forfeit it anyway. And that's just one. Hundreds of miles away, a high school in north of L.A. also confirmed to local media outlets. And this is Daniel Guzman, the principal of Santa Paula High School, did the same thing. These cancellations comes as a public elementary school in Montgomery County, Maryland, stated that it reinstated mask requirements for students and staff and identified classes or activities after several students tested positive there. And of course, Fauci had to jump in and say something about it. You know, you don't have to listen to these people. They take a poll, and do you know how many people don't trust the government now because of the first wave of these COVID pandemic? And see, now the FDA has approved the new BioNTech Comirnaty shots. This is nuts. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Awesome show, as usual. Just wanted to wish you a good weekend, a good Friday. You're hitting on some awesome points, as always. I wanted to comment on something you hit, or actually a couple things. First, when you were talking about the electric cars, me and my wife just got another car about a month and a half ago. And went to a wonderful dealership here in town, and we were talking to them, and I was curious about something. I asked them if they had any electric cars on the lot, and they said, yeah, they had a few of them. They said, but nobody wants to buy them. He was explaining to me the reason why. I mean, I'm sure you know yourself, right, why nobody wants to buy them, right?
Of course. I tell everybody that on the radio. Yeah. I wouldn't buy one.
Well, the main reason he told me was that he said that if you go on a long trip, he said in-town driving, if you're going back and forth to work, they'll work for you. But you go on any kind of a long trip, there's no way you can, you know, how are you going to fuel them up?
No wonder they want to have 15-minute cities. Think about that. Yeah, everybody drives an electric car inside of a bubble. Wow, what a life.
Well, yeah, what a life. Yeah, well, that's what the guy told me. He said there was a couple of them they've been sitting out there. Nobody wants them. But then on the, I'll make another point, Dave, and then I'll get off here. You were talking about how the state of Washington just now, how they're just forget about what the parents have to say, forget about what the family has to say, and how everybody's divided right now and how families are divided. You know, it really is a Bible prophecy that's really coming to pass and has been passing. It has happened in my life not long ago. I have a sister a few years younger than me. I'm 62. In another state, and I called her up. I had some things on my heart, and I told her, you know, I called her up. I said, hey, make sure your spiritual life is in order. There's some bad stuff that's going to be coming down here pretty soon. She got an attitude with me, and then her son, who's kind of a thug type in his 20s, sends me a message on Messenger and threatens me and my wife by gun.
Oh my.
That's my own family. That's my own family. So that stuff's all coming to pass. You know, father gets the son, mother gets the daughter. It's right in your faces right now. So anyway, Dave, God bless you. I love you, man. Thanks for everything, and take care.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff. You know, put on the whole armor. It's what it says in Ephesians. It's your spiritual armor that the Apostle Paul to the church in Ephesus is writing about, folks. Yeah, you will get a little bit of education about the Word of God on this show because I spent 3 years in a ministry. So, you know, that was back in the 70s. And I'm telling you, boy, once you learn the truth of what's going on in the Bible, this is the purpose of why God says what he says, where he says it, how he says it, and to whom he says it, and whether or not it applies to you as a learning curve or whether it applies to you in application. Those are the things that you have to look at when you study the Word of God. I found this out, and it's like, I can't go back to modern religion anymore. I finally discovered that religion is man's interpretation of the Bible, and he can take it and twist it any way he wants to. And the downside of that equation of knowing the truth is watching these churches in America and the fact that they are failing because of fear to address the real problems that Jeff was just talking about. You don't go threaten your family members with a gun. Jeez. Yeah, this is the very stuff I'm talking about breaking up the family. I mean, it's bad enough that, you know, family members are shunning other family members because they didn't get the jab because the government brainwashed them into thinking that the government is greater than God. You know, when did we go wrong? Well, let's see. There's a lot of people in this country that don't want us to know the truth. And a lot of them are in government. A sad state of affairs, folks. That's why we are on the air. That's why we are doing what we're doing. That's why we have the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, which it's there. You got to order. We don't stay on the air. It's the way it is. Then we're off completely. You got to stay with the Power Mall, stay focused, and keep your health up. Brady in Vegas, you're on. Go.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. It's Yahweh or the highway. But I want to say one thing. We're about a month and a half away from Halloween again. And if you recall back about the last two Halloweens here, when all the kids went out and had all the candy and came home, boy, they had a sure huge uptick in people that got sick.
Uh-huh.
So, you know that I look at all the bio ingredients that they're putting into all our products now, especially the food stuff. But I said, I love candy and stuff. So about a month ago, I started looking at different candies. And did you know that about 99% of the candy now has bioengineered food ingredients in it?
Oh, no. Oh, they're going to get to the kids. What? No razor blades and safety pins and straight pins? Really? Oh, now we're on to eat something even more dangerous. Oh, my God. So you start looking at this bite. Does it, wait a minute, Brady, does it actually say, bioengineered ingredients on the label, or are you just reading into this and going looking up the ingredients and finding out that's what they are?
You take the back of a bag of M&M peanuts. It says bioengineered food product.
Oh, my God.
You look at Skittles. You look at Reese's. You look at Baby Root. You look at Mars Bars. Every single one. You look at all this stuff that's like the stringy sugar stuff that the kids love to eat and peel apart. All full of it. So I think the motto for this year is going to be trick, but do not eat.
Yeah, there you go. Man, this is almost sounds like the only thing that the Baby Ruth bar is good for is throwing it in the pool to make everybody think it's floating something that isn't, like they did on Caddyshack. And then Carl, the greenskeeper, comes up and goes and eats a piece of it and goes, okay. Oh, gosh. Sorry, I was unavailably detained. Yeah, you got to love it. Brady, I appreciate the heads up on that. Thanks for doing your research and thanks for your call. Wow. Man, bioengineered products and I know a lot of people now are going to be going, I'm not going to poison my neighborhood kids with this stuff. I can see a lot of lights out and doors closed and locked and nobody's home. Yeah, can you imagine that? Kids are going to be so disappointed because the system has brainwashed them into thinking that it's a great thing out there with all these mommies that are going to paying these dental bills, and now their kids got something, their mommy's got something else to worry about, and they're totally ignorant. They're totally ignorant of what Brady just said. He's been reading the labels, folks. You better read the labels. If you don't believe what Brady told you, go out and do it. Do your own homework. Go to the candy section in all the stores and start reading the label ingredients. Do what he did. Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, Brady, I understand. The contributions are there, man. They're genuine. They're well-intended. Some of them, boy, you really hit the nail on the head. I love it. You see, this is what we call information sharing. That's why the phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. You see, that's one of the reasons we stay on the air. Because some of you are out there actually doing something. Yep. Pet news. You ready for this? Hey, we got to think about Fido and Fluffy and everybody else. Five common canine mouth problems and how to spot them. Have an article on there about at least two good reasons to avoid ignoring your dog's mouth. Both of these conditions can develop to a point of no return if left untreated. If you see any of these conditions brewing or smell something unusual about your dog's mouth, get help. Veterinary help. There's a number of conditions that can crop up. Some of the most common include gum disease, foreign objects embedded in the mouth, trauma, oral warts and tumors. They call those papillomatosis. Regular at-home oral exams, the best way to keep abreast of any changes in your dog's mouth, just so you know. And, of course, there's now another article out, Why Certain Small Dogs Shouldn't Wear Collars. This is a serious yet often hidden condition that can develop over time, and it can leave your dog feeling like she's trying to draw in air through a flattened straw. Obesity, anesthesia, collars, air fresheners, and scented candles can make the condition worse. These supplements may help stave it off. So they've got supplements out there they're talking about in this article we have posted for you in the email blast with Pet News. My, my, my. Now for the good news, and we have lots of it. Feel Good Friday always has to have some good news, doesn't it? Can't all have bad news. You want to watch a really neat video? I mean, I'm going to tell you about what's in the video so you know. A huge group of people showed up Tuesday night at Auburn University's Neville Arena in Alabama and left with changed hearts. They attended the Unite Auburn event to hear speakers and participate in a worship session. However, the moving night did not end there. And 1819 News reported, following the event, students made their way to Auburn's Red Barn, where a wave of baptisms took place. Wow, hundreds baptized. Imagine that. Yep, John 3:16 in motion. And of course, in Seminole, Florida, a man is being praised for rescuing a driver after a serious crash early Sunday, according to Florida Highway Patrol. A drunk driver lost control of the vehicle, slammed into a pole, and crashed into the second time around consignment store, according to Fox 13. One of the people who arrived first at the scene was a man identified as Travis DuPont, who was on his way home from work when he spotted the crash. The car caught fire, and Travis DuPont, not thinking about his own safety, went and rescued the driver from the burning vehicle before it exploded. Now, you see, there's reasons to go and visit the Diamond Park, the Arkansas State Park in Murfreesboro, Arkansas. This is Crater of Diamonds State Park, all around Mount Ida and Murfreesboro, all in that area. See, China has actually come into the state of Arkansas, don't know where you know this, and acquired some of these plants because they want the minerals. Uh-huh. Aspen Brown, who's 7 years old, found a 2.95 carat sparkling diamond in the dirt while playing in the dirt at this Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas. Golden brown with a sparkling luster. Can you imagine? That might even help pay for her future in trade school. We'll be back with more good news and your phone calls after these important messages from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Yes, friend.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
Yes, the truth matters.
Power to the people.
Which is why we're here.
Power to the people.
32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Feel Good Friday. We've got some good news happening all over the place here. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. The phone lines are open, by the way, for those of you who want to chime in on any of the subject matter we've been discussing. 844-769-2944 is the number. Phone lines are wide open. If you want to jam them up and have a conversation, you can do that. We want to give a shout-out to the Rents Radio Network as well, rents.com, R-E-N-S-E, rentsradio.com. They also carry our broadcast, and you can jump on there. Thank you, Jeff. God bless you for all the work you're doing, man. I was just on the Rents website, and they've got a listen live button too. They may even have a local call-in line that you need to inquire about. Maybe another way to listen to the Power Hour, because we are on the Rents Radio Network as well. Just don't want people to forget about all the good folk out there that are helping us keep this broadcast out on the air. So, you know, we are going to have to, as of next Friday, that will be our last shortwave broadcast on WWCR. Now, does that mean we're not going to keep searching for a better deal on shortwave, more affordable? No, we'll always be on the lookout, because we have to constantly keep all of these different stations, you know, radio stations that are having a hard time finding content. Those are the kinds of stations that we want you to contact the program director and say, hey, why aren't you carrying the Power Hour? You're a news station. That includes Christian radio stations. That includes news talk stations. You know, stations that are like what we call variety stations that carry different kinds of programming. Those are the kinds of stations that if you want to do something so you can listen locally, well, call the program director. I mean, if you got shortwave, and but you can get AM or FM, these AM stations are starving for content. A lot of them are, especially public radio. Low power FM stations in your area, that's another great way to listen. LPFM stations, you can find them. They're listed on the FCC's website, FCC.gov. They're all over. You can dial in. These LPFM stations are really hurting for content. And there may be a way that they can dial into the Power Hour and rebroadcast it so you can listen to it in your own market. See, I'm coming up with all different kinds of ways. Right out of the spirit is working through me this morning, folks. I thought of this LPFM thing because they're all over the United States. These are community radio stations that are low power, and they operate at like 300 watts, 600 watts. They're not full meal deal radio stations. They don't operate like Class A FMs, which are anywhere from 1 to 3,000 watts, depending on where you are. The Class C FMs can operate up to 100,000 watts. It just depends on the market and the broadcast signals and everything else. Like I said, a little bit of research, and you might be able to find one of these stations that you can call and get in touch with, even if they're nonprofit. And we'll work a deal with them to get on the LPFM channel so you can listen to the show. If your shortwave is affected, this is something you especially want to do, because then you can dial in with your AM radio and still nobody's going to know what you're listening to. All right? So there's another suggestion if you want to continue to listen to the Power Hour. You know, I don't want people freaking out. I know you're a little disappointed, and I appreciate all the donations to try to keep us on, but we just told you a rough idea of what Alex Jones pays, and that's for 160 hours of his programming. All right? Now, understand that he's doing everything he can, despite all the lawsuits and all the crap he's been through, to stay on the air. He is trying. Despite all the rumors, you know, I have not fully verified that he is off shortwave. I don't think he is. But if you hear otherwise, let us know. Patrice, you're on. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, Alex is off shortwave in one section because Rick Wiles took over his space.
Okay. And so. we heard about Rick Wiles and the fact that he is one of these that, I guess, and I don't know, you may have some clarification on it. He gets on for a while, stays on for a while, and then jumps off. Have you heard that? He does. He promotes to get listeners.
Well, he has a 2-hour segment, noon to two.
Okay.
But no, he's had his own True News. They were going to go get subscriptions. He's been very dynamic. I'll put it to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But I listen to him.
Now that you say True News, they are the ones taking over our time slot.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to
help people stay in the know. I don't want people suffering as a result of this thing. We're trying to come up with all sorts of solutions to prevent that from happening. So, God bless you for letting us know.
I have two other things though.
Okay.
So I found out I just came back from Bozeman, Montana, and they're going to be a 15-minute city.
Oh my!
And so it's
you were in Bozeman,
Ohio.
You said.
Yeah.
And Bozeman's going to turn into a 15-minute city.
Yep, they're on the list in Springfield, Ohio.
Springfield. Gee, we were just reporting about them, huh? See, that's why they're importing all these illegal immigrants into Springfield, Ohio. This is pretty scary stuff. See, if they can replace enough of us and get rid of this with this next COVID wave or whatever pandemic or all of these 5G or 6G or whatever, loosening up all of these nanolipid particles in our system and causing people to start stroking out and dropping dead, they may actually get what they want. I don't know.
Well, according to their plan. So when I was out west, I thought, you know, I was listening to a podcast and how we need to know who the enemy is, because otherwise we're looking in the mirror and we are the enemy. So I thought of a word that best describes, that is more universal, and that is we should start calling them the evilest, because it is the superlative of evil.
True.
And when you look up when you definitions of evil is the quality of being morally bad or wrong, wickedness. It's a noun. You can even use it as a Scrabble word.
Yeah, just like Quijibo. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. It defines them. It doesn't put a religious tone on it, because when you say they're Luciferian, then you turn people off.
Yeah, but I get
they
it.
They don't deny that they're evil.
Okay, so evilist. I'll go with that term. Yeah, I'll go with that.
That's my thought for the day.
Well, God bless you. Have a great weekend, Patrice. We appreciate you. Helen in Kansas, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning, Dave. I just want to give a shout out to Jay and Catherine. Jay for helping me with a problem that I had with a North American Urban Spice product, and Justin cleared all that up, and it's wonderful, and I use all those products. And Catherine for a great newsletter. If anybody hasn't signed up for that, they're stupid, because you listen to the lies the media tells. If you have the newsletter, it's not like a regular newsletter that you have to read a letter. The layout is like an outline. You just go to the subject you want to read. You can scroll down, read it, and if you just missed anything, you go all the way down to the bottom, and in case you missed it, I love it. It doesn't say miscellaneous. I hate the word miscellaneous. It says in case you missed it, and it gives you other things. It's just laid out just perfectly, and you can just quickly click on what you want. Now to you, Dave. I like that the caller said you are like our lifeboat, and you are. We just catch on to you, and you just stick your neck out for us, and we really appreciate it. I enjoy your commentaries. I love your impressions, but I just wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
Are your jeans fitting just a little looser now that a few weeks ago Alan chewed a little bit of your assets off?
Yeah. That's a good
one. I love Deborah Tavares. I love her to death, but you were right. She just feels as though everybody has the internet, and I mean, you couldn't get in there. It's like double dutch. You couldn't get in there if you wanted to. I mean, have to turn mic off. She has great points. I mean, Alan had a lot of great points as well.
He did. I mean, and that's why I said, Helen, you know what? You're a godsend. I love you. You know, what's really good is that, one, we can have this conversation, and Alan can even call up and chew my butt out and tell me the way it is. You know, it's good that we can do that. See, we're having this thing. And like I said, if you can call up and change my mind about anything, and I'm like, okay, point taken. I get it. And I understand where he's coming from. I understand, you know, when Deborah Tavares is on the show, she says things and it's a nonstop. And it's like, everybody's
that she wants to give out. She's just like a freight train. She's just going.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to leave you with a little ditty. Just remember the difference between a hippo and a zippo. One's a very heavy critter, and the other one's a little lighter.
Bada bing, bada boom. Thank you, Helen.
Weekend.
I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Ah, yes. Now I can do my WC Fields.
Yeah.
Thank you, Helen. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Dave in New York, go ahead. You're on.
Good morning. A friend of mine is up from Florida, and he was in Scotia, which is the other side of Schenectady, you know, where GE's home base was years ago.
Right, right.
And he was at a diner, and I don't know how the conversation came up, but he was talking to a guy, and the guy said that his wife is a school teacher, and that they have to supply, and this is no joke now, okay? This on my soul, I'm telling you what the guy said. He goes, they have to bring in like 4 litter boxes for the children to go to the bathroom in because they think they're a cat. Now, doesn't that sound completely insane? I mean, the teacher is not doing it, but she's, you know, she wants to keep her job. She's, they're a younger couple, you know, and I'm not judging anybody that is trying to keep everything together, you know.
Well,
what are they going to do? They
walk
away from the picture. Somebody else will.
I know it, but Dave, did you ever come to the conclusion as to who, where the directive is coming from to bring in 100 litter boxes for the kids to go to the bathroom in?
Well, you know, it's, they're liars. I mean, that's who's ruling us. And again, you know, somebody came up with that term, you know, evilist or whatever. My word has always been wormsel, you know, a worm and a weasel combined. You know what I mean?
They're there you are.
But they're rabbit or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've only got one thing to say about it.
Yeah. Boy, I got sidetracked and now I can't remember what I was going to do.
Yeah.
There was something else, you know, important.
It'll come to you.
Yeah,
I know. I just,
okay.
Well, I just thinking about cats, you know, I mean, this is just, I used to have one and I unfortunately had to put them down. So.
Yeah. And then another thing, I don't know. Albany, New York is going to be a resilient city. Okay. And they had that planned a long time ago. The whole idea is to cut I-90 off where it goes by or 787 or whatever. And have so that it would be a 15-minute city. And that's really not a surprise because Albany is as corrupt as, you know, or more corrupt. There's always murders going on every weekend there and every weekend in Albany and every weekend in Troy. Those are the tri-cities, you know. It's just a matter of who's going to kill more people, you know, at which point in time. And this is – they don't even honor darkness or not. They shoot people in broad daylight in the leg. I'm afraid to send my wife down there. I've had friends go down there, and they just barely got out of Dodge without getting killed.
Oh, my.
This is like a regular little city. You know,
so now the thing is,
Dave,
since you're up there, and it's been a while since I've driven the New York Thruway, and I have from point to point, from Albany to Buffalo, the Thruway, does that run directly through Albany, or does it get off just outside?
It gets off just outside. It's you know, there's sort of a hub around it between what they call the Northway, you know, I-90, 787, and the Thruway. They're very, you know what I mean? It's a hub.
Now, no wonder they could think they can get away with doing a 15-minute city outside the Thruway. Interesting how that would work.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, anyway, maybe it won't come to me, but.
It's all right. You can call back in. We still have a few minutes. If it comes to you, call back in. All right.
Okay.
Mike, that's good. That's good. God
Bye-bye.
Bless. Mike in Alaska, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, David and Todd. Brady's right. He's got me into it. Now my wife is hooked on reading the fine print. It's probably some of the finest print you'll find on the packaging is bioengineered food or product. So before Brady told me that, though, I was checking out Yoplait to see if they still use Carib as a red food coloring. And now they've got a different type of insect that they crush. But, yeah, right on there, Yoplait, a bioengineered food.
Oh, no. The yogurt.
Yeah.
Yoplait yogurt is bioengineered. Oh, my God. See, this is – you remember me telling you about the going into Walmart and looking at most of their products, like 90% of their store – that in the food section is all bioengineered garbage.
Wow.
I'm beside myself. I mean, why do I go there anymore? You to buy toilet paper.
No,
this is crazy.
Yeah. And just like Brady, I talked to the manager there and they're not even aware of it. It's amazing. Wow. So Brady and I, you know, as I told you, I'm on vacation in Montana. I've got family here and friends down here, but I know some pretty big ranchers that I've worked for. I mean, these guys own tens of thousands of acres of beef, lamb, sheep, they grow their own feed for their animals. They refuse to use Roundup.
Wonderful.
And, yes, and they love Trump. And I told Brady, I said, let's get a business going, Brady. I'll get some connections. Let's get some organic beef, something that's not bioengineered, and let's start selling it. Selling it down in Las Vegas where all the people are. Get some good beef down there right from the right from the ranch.
Well, what's stopping what's stopping you from just going to Vegas? Why don't you start up a beef production plant, freeze-dry the stuff, and sell it as freeze-dried product cheaper than these other websites are selling it for? I mean, you buy four packages of these. I mean, they want $545 for four packages of beef, little packages of beef, of chunks that are freeze-dried. $545? I mean, come on.
I can get 300, 500 pound sides of beef between $2.50 and $5.
Yeah, that's pretty good price if you can get. Is that hanging weight?
That's hanging weight. You still have to get it processed, but we have processors up here. Montana, you guys got to. I can't believe how awesome this state is. You guys got to come up here. It's like a step back about 100 years.
Yeah, I mean, Californicated.
Yeah, well, Missoula on the west side, and Whitefish now is nothing but a bunch of rich California snobs. You can't afford the medium home price home in Whitefish is $1 million up there in the mountains.
Yeah,
and you know, it's a big ski resort. I built the custom home there a few years back, and those people, you can't even talk to them. They're not all of them, but and then Kalispell's full of illegals. When I was throwing freaking bottles at my F-250, and thank goodness it's one of the steel bodies. Didn't do anything to it, but man, I almost came out with my shotgun. I was in my RV trailer, but Montana, they've got no sales tax, like Alaska. Alaska, though, has no income tax, which is awesome, and I think North Dakota's moving that way, and I think Montana's going to move that way, too. But you know what? The people from the Dems from Cali are wrecking the west side. But anyway, got off point there. But I'll talk to you later, Dave. Have a good weekend, you and Todd.
Sounds good. You too. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Dave in New York, you remember what you were talking about?
Yeah, this is like the worst thing, because I think you've heard, at least in New York State anyway, that they're going to start vaccinating babies at 6 months of age. And you know, the science you're supposed to trust, you know, there was a time when they wouldn't do that, and then they were going to do that, and now they're just going to strip those little children of having any type of immunity, and they'll be dependent on something, or, you know, and child trafficking, and it gets into such dark signs and all. I mean, it gets right down into them being children being a preferred affair, you know, cannibalism and stuff like that. It's a pretty creepy world we're in right now. We cannot get through this without God. Only 15% of the population is left that believes in Jesus Christ in this country. And people will say, well, Germany, it's only 1%. In France, it's only 1%. Yeah, in the United States, it's 15%. If you want to tithe, you know, and many are called, but few are chosen. And, you know, put it in those words, and 10% of this population may exist when things, after the fire comes through here, whatever happens. You know, we've drilling for oil and, you know, the shale rock and all that stuff. We weakened all the plates or whatever. Any big earthquake in this, you know, the United States could shoot up in the air like a rocket because the plates are gone. And then all the, you know, all the nuclear plants are built on the fault lines and blah 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 blah. But I mean, but the children, the children, the disabled people, and anybody else that these jackasses consider useless eaters, God's got another thought there. Thank you very much,
sure,
Dave.
Does.
Amen.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you much. And see, I just remember this latest news article out there about Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, getting up there telling everybody, "Be my apostles and take the shot." Oh, you got. These people are crazy. Mike, you're back on. What's on?
Oh, thank you, Dave. I just wanted to say happy birthday to my wife. I love you, Mary. 63 years old. Thank you, Dave.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Big happy birthday there. All right. Good for you. In a couple more little pieces of good news before we end our show today. Once locally extinct butterfly has returned to the hills in central Scotland after a 100-year absence. Believe it or not, the northern brown Argus, previously found throughout the Ochil Hills, but due to habitat loss was believed to be extinct, but now they're back. Wonderful. California Costco worker. Costco employee is honest as the day as long as being celebrated after returning an envelope of $4,000 in cash to a shopper who dropped it, lost it. Wow. As soon as he found the envelope containing $3,940 in cash, the employee, John Sotelo, works hard at Costco, tracked down the member who misplaced it using surveillance footage and her member ID, and they found it. Oh, that's a good ending. And, of course, a kind thrift store worker has found $5,000 in a donation bag and tracks down the owner to return it. Gotta love that. Pick of the litter thrift store in Burlingame, California, just outside San Francisco. Found it and got it back to the original owner. Isn't that wonderful? So here's some good news for you. News is not all bad. God is out there. That's good news. You believe in the fact that Christ was raised from the dead, that God was responsible for it. You put your faith in him, you'll be saved. We will see you this coming Monday. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America and your future. See you then. Great I am, He is Yahweh, the Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Possession of, He is Yahweh, righteous son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh. Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.